So I wanted to go down to the Gemara on Daf Samach towards the bottom. Good work. And discuss the Gemara and some practical implications of this Gemara, and then expand out to understand this Gemara in the context of Maaseh Sayin. So this Gemara towards the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph. It's the last of the narrow lines. Right before that, Abraisa Tanya Nachum Ish Galia. Omer Nachum Ish Galia says Sinor, a gutter or some kind of pipe. She'aluvo kaskasin, which Rashi explains here is some kind of the leaves fill it up. Ma'achan biraglo, you can press them down with your foot. Bitzina, in private, b'shabbos ve'ino choshesh, and then it's going to be okay. My time, why does this work? Answers the Gemara, misakin kala'achar yadhu. In this case, you're fixing the pipe, but it's kala'achar yad, uv'makum seidolo gozu b'rabbanan. Since there's a financial loss here, if you have your gutter backed up, so Chazal weren't goes there, they lifted the iser d'rabbanan when it's done kala'achar yad, when it's done in a backhanded way. Amar Rav Yosef halachkan nachum ishkalya, and the Gemara passes like nachum ishkalya. So, the pastures in the Gemara here, as we're going to see, you guys take some time, says we're going to see from Tosos in a little bit. The pastures in the Gemara is that we're talking here is an Isser Derech. So if you have a clogged up gutter, so the gutter doesn't work anymore. Now you make it a usable gutter. So that is an Isser Derech. So a Makabah Patish, to put a finishing touch to make something usable, that's an Isser Makabah Patish. That's the pastures in the Gemara. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva about this, where he lists 15 or 20 Rishonim that indicate that there's an Isser Derech here. Notwithstanding, the Pnei Yoshua on the Sugya assumes that there's only an Isser Derabanan here, and the Heter of the Gemara is because it's two Derabanans. You had an Isser Derabanan, and you had a Kalachar Yad. I'm talking about the Gemara Daf Samach on the bottom with the blocked up gutter. So that's a little bit difficult to read into the Gemara. It sounds like the Gemara, the reason it's Derabanan is because Mitaka Kalachar Yad, and it doesn't really sound like any two Derabanans. So the Pashtus is that it's an Isser, that there here is an Isser Deraisa. And Rav Avadia says it must be that the Pnei Yoshua didn't see all these Rishonim, and had he seen all these Rishonim, he would have, of course, agreed there's an Isser Derech. So that's the simple understanding of the Gemara. What would you say then about a blocked up sink? That's what the Poskim spend most of their time talking about. So based on this Gemara, what do you say about a blocked up sink? Yeah.
Even if you can use the blocker, it's not necessarily what
So you are correct, and what you're assuming is that, of course, it's the same thing. You have a block of gut over here, you have a block of sink. So that's what Rav Avadia writes in that tshuva I mentioned, Yabi Omer Chelek Hei, Oslam Gimel. So he's Simulam Gimel, so he says that, yeah, this is a Gemara, it's Isser Deraisa like we spoke about. If you have a blocked up sink in your house, that's the same thing. It doesn't work. To unclog it would make it a usable sink. That's an Isser Deraisa of Makabah Patish. That's what Rav Avadia writes. The only saving grace might be in a situation where it's dripping a little bit. It can, you know, slowly go through. It doesn't really work, but it's dripping a little bit. So Rav Avadia says that in that case it'd be mutter. However, that's not so pashut. Rav Moshe in the tshuva in source one, which we'll get back to, but Rav Moshe in his tshuva there assumes not that way. Assumes even if it's dripping, lamaisa practically it's not working. So if it's not working, that would be considered misakin. Masakin mana to fix it and make it usable, even if it, in theory, is dripping a little bit. At the end of the day, it's not a usable sink. So that's the opinion of Rav Avadia. And he writes, it's interesting in the tshuva, he writes there, I discussed this with my friend Rav Yashiv, he writes, and Rav Yashiv agreed with me, and so that's the sheet. And I saw it in the Orcha Shabbos, they quote from Rav Yashiv L'chumra. So that's the first sheet. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos, and also in the Mincha Shlomo, has a tshuva about this. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues, he says that we can be mechalik between the gutter in the Gemara and the sink. It says that if you have a blocked up sink, you wouldn't say that the sink is not a sink anymore. He said it's just a blocked up sink. The mashal gives is the following. Let's say you have a window, and the purpose, let's say the only light in your room, in this room, is the window, and the purpose of the window is to bring in light. And it gets dirty and it gets blocked up and it doesn't bring in any light. So would anyone say that's misaka in mana to clean out the window so light comes in? He thinks, Dover Pashto, that's not Misakin Mana. It's a window. You just clean the window to make it more usable. So that's the same thing. You have a sink with a block in it, so you're just cleaning out a usable sink. But But okay, what are you going to do with the Gemara? So it says the Gemara must be a situation where it's the type of gutter that if it gets filled up, the mashal give either the what he suggests the case is. So let's say you have a roof gutter, and if the roof gutter gets filled up, it's even with the roof. So you have like one flat surface. So there, that's not, you can't call that a gutter. It just became an extension of the roof. You don't have a gutter anymore. So in that situation where it totally is out of being a gutter, so that's when we say that it's makabe patish, it's not gan mana. But if you have a sink, or like the window I was saying before, where it's basically a sink, it's just with a block in it, so then it would be mutter to clean out the sink. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Shita. At the end, he writes, L'chatkila, we should avoid this. But...
Sorry, what's that? I apologize.
With Daf Samach HaMan Aleph. Not a problem. We're in Daf Samach HaMan Aleph at the bottom. That's where the Gemara talks about this clogged up sink.
I accidentally got
out of
the Gemara
that
finishes up to
that side. Oh, no. So, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. So, fine. There's a Gemara over here. Maybe we can use one of these small Gemaras. Okay, Rav Moshe has a third shita. Rav Moshe suggests, if you look here, that's the piece in the tshuva, he says that it depends on whether it's something that regularly happens. And Rav Adya has this as well, and about it's something else. He says if it normally happens and it gets clogged up, he said that's not called misakin mana. If something's also the kach, you can't say that, oh, it broke and now you fixed it. No, it normally gets clogged up. It's part of the normal use of a sink, that it gets clogged up. So then that's not considered misakin mana to fix it. Rav Adya has that about one of the details that he discusses. He's machlokas there with Shlomo Zalman, how to understand something, but he throws in that svara, and that's what Moshe says. So that's, according to Moshe, that's all it depends on. So Ariel and I would have had a discussion on Shabbos. What about a clogged up toilet? Where does that fit into this context? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, if I'm not mistaken, also assumes a clogged toilet is the same thing, because it's a toilet, it just has some blockage there that can't get through. So Rav Shlomo Zalman would be mekel. According to Rav Moshe, you'd have to say, Rav Adya obviously would hold this problem unless it drips a little through, but we said that's not so simple. And according to Rav Moshe, it would depend on whether it's something that commonly occurs or not. I think, hopefully, our toilets don't commonly get clogged, in which case it's not really us that have to get clogged. That would say is a problem with the toilet, and it might be an issue of fixing it up. The only thing to do in that situation is if it's a situation of a covered abrios issue. If you have only one toilet, or if there's going to be covered abrios problems, so then we have a rule in the Gemara Brachos that covered abrios and Isser Derabanan, we lift the mug and covered abrios. So if you find a way, so basically we apply the Gemara Ksubis. If you find a way to do it kala akar yad, then we can be matir, malkum kavod abrios. Sobolowski once said that he thought the kalachar yad in a plunger is to plunge it by holding the plunger in your mouth. That was his, he thought it was the most practical kalachar yad application of this shayla. So that would be the solution. So that's all just a, yes. I think so. I mean, that's because the svara is it's osi lekach, that it's made this way. So it's not, it depends on this toilet. Is this toilet made this way or not? If it's, who cares that other people happen to get clogged toilets a lot? I don't get a clogged toilet. I can't say this toilet is made to be normally clogged. Right, so then even then maybe Rav Moshe would agree to that. And you always have Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Adya, again, Rav Moshe argues at this point, I think often with the toilets is Matzias Shiloh, but I think often there is a little bit of drip. It just doesn't really work as a toilet. If you do get a little bit of drip in there and corner Rav Adya, that would already be okay. Again, Rav Moshe disagrees with that, but those are some studim on that child. So that comes out a little halacha ma'aseh of America Bar. But what I really want to talk about is the issue that all the Rishonim ask on our Gemara. Because we just saw in our Gemara that Gemara said in this situation where you have to do, you have to clean out this gutter, so you should only do it bitzina. You should only do it in private, you shouldn't do it in front of other people. And all the Rishonim are bothered by the following. the implication of this Gemara is that the reason you can't do it in public is because people are going to misunderstand the situation. We call Marasayan. So if it's going to be a Marasayan issue, it says avoid the Marasayan and do it privately. But all the Rishonim ask from the Gemara in Source 2, it's really a Gemara in a few places in Shas, but Source 2 is also a common application of this Shaila, Halach L'Maisa as well. So the Mishnah in Shabbos and Nafkuf Mem Vav talks about a situation where you get your clothing all wet. And it says, first the discussion is that can you walk around in wet clothing? It's going to be considered squeezing, so it says it's okay. But then the Mishnah towards the end of the first line says, Higia l'chatzar chitzona, you get to your house, what do? Shotchan b'chama, you can spread it out in the sun. And there's discussion in the Mordechai there, why is there something chiddush in the sun? But that's one issue. Avalo keneged ha'am. So you can spread it out in the sun to dry, but you shouldn't do it in front of other people. So the Gemara asks, Misha Nishra Kelev quotes the Mishnah, Amr Yehuda Marav, Kol Magum Shasru Chachamim Mei Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chad Yechadar Maser. And the problem is, our Mishnah says, Shotchan B'cham Avalo keneged ha'am. So Rav holds that any time Chazal asks for something from Maris Ayin, any time they wanted to make something Aser, that people shouldn't see it and misinterpret what's going on. So it's also even mechadri chadarim, even in your own private room. And yet the Mishnah seems to say in your private room it's okay. It's only a problem when it's done. It's only a problem when it's done in front of other people. So the Gemara answers that question and says, no, it's fine. Tanayhi the Tanya Shotchan Ba'am Shotchan Bachama V'lo Keneged Am Rabbi Lezer. That's where Rabbi Lezer holds. Oh, sorry, that's the Tanakama, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Osran. So it comes out, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Machlokas Tanoim, whether we accept this rule of Rav, that anything that's Usher Meshum Marasayin is Usher even Bechadr Chadar. That's what comes out. So, before we relate this to our Gemara, I just want to spend a moment to understand what is this issue of Marasayin? What exactly are we worried about? So Rav Schechter pointed out, as Chaburi gave last year, he pointed out that there are two types, potential types of Marasayin. And in fact, if you look at the Rishonim in this sugya, and you look at the Rishonim in our sugya and the relevant Makoros, you'll see different Rishonim have different Lashonos expressing these two ideas. So one is the idea of Hashad, that there is a din, that a person is supposed to be careful that people shouldn't think that he is doing Yisurim. Nothing to do with learning from them, just people shouldn't think he's doing Yisurim. And it's a Mishnah, this is really a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah talks about a Kohen who has to go in and deal with the money to buy Karbanos. And the Mishnah says, Ein Hatorim, the Kohen who's going to take the money out, Lo Nichnas Lo Bepargod Chafos Velo Meminov Lo Besandol. It's talking about some kind of pocketed clothing. So when he goes to take the money to bring out for the Karbanos, to buy the Karbanos, he shouldn't walk in with this pocketed clothing. And if you look at the next line, the Mishnah says, Shema Yashir, maybe this Kohen will get wealthy afterwards. The Yomru Mitrumas Halishcha Hashir. And people say, hey, he stole some money from the Trumas Halishcha, he stole some money from the communal fund, that's how he got wealthy. So he shouldn't do that. Why? Lefisha Adam Tzarech Lotzeis Yedei HaBrios Kederech Tzarech Lotzeis Yedei HaMakom. A person has to be clean in the eyes of other people, just like he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem, as the pasuk says, "V'yisem nikiyim Hashem and Yisrael." And it goes another pasuk, "Va'omer matzachein v'seichel tov b'neilim v'yadam." So, "V'yisem nikiyim Hashem and Yisrael," you should be clean in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Israel. So this is one idea that we shouldn't be seen. People shouldn't think we're doing averus. So, and the way. Rav Schechter told a whole story about the Chafetz Chaim, and basically the Chafetz Chaim expressed this as there's an issur to tell Lashon Hara about yourself as well, not only an issur to tell Lashon Hara about other people, but there's an issur to tell Lashon Hara about yourself. And he said that Rav Soloveitchik also expressed the idea that we're not the Baalim on our own reputation. Meaning we can't say, it's my reputation, I don't care, I'll do whatever I want, if I have a bad reputation, I'll have a bad reputation. No, we don't have the right to do that. Our reputation is not in our hands, maybe that's part of Lashon Hara, like the Chafetz Chaim explained. And because of that, we have to make sure that people don't think we're doing anything wrong. Even if we're doing everything totally fine, people shouldn't think we're doing something wrong. And Rav Soloveitchik thought this was a din, maybe the deraisa from this pasuk, at least an asmachta, at least a din derabban. That's part one. The other one, I think we maybe more commonly think of with Marasayin, is a sort of passive lifnei iver, which is that if we do something that people are going to misunderstand, so they're going to make a mistake. They're going to not know how to apply the halacha properly, and they're going to end up making a mistake. So it's some kind of passive getting people to slip up into doing averus. And that Rosh Hashanah thought maybe comes from Hocheach Tochiach Samisech, an extension of that. If we see from Hocheach Tochiach, we have to rebuke our friend that there's a responsibility we have to other Jews. We have a responsibility to make sure that other Jews are doing mitzvot, are doing things properly as well. And because of that, we have an obligation that when we walk around and we act in the world, so we have to act in a way that people won't, chas v'shalom, learn from them to do averos. So that seems to be the source of Mara science. What is the Gemara telling us? According to that, you don't need the Gemara. So as we have in other contexts, Chazal singled out situations to be aware that these are cases where you could fall into these traps. It's not that Chazal totally introduced the concept of Mara science. Chazal just said, they highlighted that this was a situation which could lend itself to these potential Mara science issues. So that's how it all, as Rosh Hashanah presented, is all fitting together, that really you didn't need Chazal, it's true anyway, but like with many things in life, we don't always realize exactly what we're supposed to be doing, so we have other people sometimes point out to us what's the proper thing to do. So here Chazal pointed out to us what's the proper thing to do with regards to this Maris Ayin issue. So the question all the Rishonim deal with is, how does this fit with our Gemara? Why don't we apply the rule of Rav that it's Usur even Mechadri Chadar? So if we look, I don't know, anyone have any suggestions? The what? Oh.
Ah. The average case of what we're more fine with tomorrow, we're actually first at Mars Iron as like more,
Good. So you're coming to the round in Beitza, but I'm gonna get there. But we'll come back to that answer. Anyone else have any other suggestions? So the first thing we can say, as we've pointed out, anytime you have sugyas and shas seem to go against each other, so you could say it's machlokas sugyas. So the Ritva on our daf, look at the Ritva, source 4. So it says sinar shalavu kaskas imachem biraglo. So says the Ritva, okay Danny, we're at Tegel, we're up to Ar Gemara Daf Samech Mara Sayin, and all the question all the Rishonim asks, why doesn't it apply B'chad V'chadar? Great. So we're just at the first answer. So the Ritva says that Ikaman, the first line, in the middle of the line, Ikaman Desavar the Hapliga Adirav. This Gemara is against Rav, who says Kol Sha'asir Chamei Mara Sayin Afil B'chad V'chadar Maser V'ilu Hacha B'tzin Ashtarim V'rasi Aser. So our Gemara is holding its mutter. We saw Rav, we saw it's a Machlokas Tanaim, who said we pass like Rav. That's the Ritva here says. The Ritva, we'll get back to his answer, his next shita that he quotes in a minute, but that's the Ritva here quotes, and the Ritva in Shabbos actually does conclude, Lamaisa, he says we don't pass like Rav. And it's not only the Ritva, it's also the Baal HaMor in Shabbos holds this way, that we don't pass like Rav, and really we hold that, no. Marasayan, as we spoke about, the reasons for Marasayan or the source for Marasayan before, those sources really, those ideas only make sense for other people. Those problems don't apply when you're in the privacy of your own home. So it's a chiddush to say like Rav. We don't say like Rav.
It's not from the Shabbat. The more brings out the Tanya. So Rav Agur.
Well, you don't even need that because the Gemara in Shabbos already has other Tanaim that argue about this. When you have a Machlokas Tanaim on record. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon held that. So you could have said that, but you don't need to say that. So that's the first. That's really the first approach. And besides, I mentioned that the Ritva in Shabbos, based on our Gemara, concludes this way. The Baal Ma'or in Shabbos on Chavtesa and Beis V'Daf Erif also says this way, based on our Gemara. And the Tosfos in Shabbos as well, quotes Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, who also passes this way. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon has a different raya. If you look at Tosfos in Source 6, Yesh Mefarshim and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah as well talks about it. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says it's the opinion of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Yesh Mefarshim de'in halacha k'rav, we don't pass him like Rav. Meditani b'chulin ain shochtim l'soch guma b'rshos harabim shalo yichakeh ha'apikorsim uv'chatzer mutter. So we don't pass him like Rav because we have a Mishnah in Chulin that seems to be against Rav. What does the Mishnah say? If you look at the Mishnah, Source 5, the Mishnah is talking about shechting into a hole. So apparently that was the way of the Rabbi Karsim or the Tzedukim, that they would shecht into a hole. So that's what it says here. Ein shochtin leguma kol ikar. Aval osa gum mesof peso. You can make a hole in your house or in your chatzar, the way Tosus quotes it. Bishvil shikane tzedam lesocha. So you're not doing it to do the kfir adika avodah shchita. You're just doing it to make it practically easy for you. You go right into a hole. It's much cleaner. So you let it do that in the privacy of your home. Uvashuk lo yasa kein, but in the marketplace, you shouldn't do this. Shelo yichake esa tzedukim. So you shouldn't imitate the tzedukim. Well, Tosa says, oh, you see from here that we paskin like Rav. We paskin against Rav. And Tosos and Avodah Zarah as well quotes this Rabbeinu Nissim Golem and points out we started with the Mishnah and Shabbos. The stop Mishnah and Shabbos is against Rav. The Mishnah and Shabbos said Shotchan Keneged Ha'am. Shotchan B'chama V'lo Keneged Ha'am. So as we saw in source 2. So they have a stop Mishnah that's assuming it doesn't apply B'chad Ha'adarim. So you have all these sources. So there he showed him, I mean, Nissim Golem, I mentioned the Ritva and the Baal Mor who all paskin like Rav. Yes?
Does anyone say this is on the basis of
Right. I didn't see that raised as I didn't really see much. Rav Shechter pointed out this vis in the Kiyim. It's possibly I saw that in other places. That's like that's a jump. Maybe people are sensitive about Hanukkah, so they're very sensitive, so they'll jump up and curse you if they see you didn't return to Hanukkah. Other things, maybe we should be more that way, and unfortunately we generally don't get too bothered or bothered enough when people do Averis, not other people, but the Averis being done should hurt us more. But the jet, you know, otherwise it's just, yeah, we think the guy did an Avera. I hear what you're saying, but I didn't see that raised as a reason for to be worried about Mara Sinai. So these Rishonim paskin this way. However, many Rishonim paskin that we do hold like Rav. And you look in the Rif in source 7, you turn over to the back, the Rif in Shabbos quotes Rav. It's in that sugya and Daf Kuf Mevav. It says it brings down the Shita of Rav, mentions the Machlokes Tanoim, and if you look at the third line, he says Ha Milsa Afal Gav Dehavya Stam Asnisin Machlokes Bebraisa. Even though we have a Stam Mishnah like Tosa and Avodah Zarah mentioned, and a Braisa with a Machlokes. Halacha, havila halacha ke machlokas de brisa. The machlokas is the halacha is like the machlokas, namely the halacha is like Rav. The koi Rav kvasay, because Rav paskins that way. I mean, Rav is a big opinion, and he's paskins like those tanaim that hold that it's also b'chadur chadarim. And the makshina mehi de Rav perakamad avodah zarah. It appears the Gemara avodah zarah. I didn't want to get into that issue. It was a very interesting discussion there about, let's say you're an avodah zarah, an idol in front of you, and you need to bend down to pick up some coins. So you're allowed to bend down to pick up the coins. So the Gemara there, in that context, the Gemara says, how can you do that? What about Rav? So, but what the Rif is saying, for our purposes, the Rif is saying the Gemara just throws out Rav, just like that. So other Rishonim would say, okay, that's the Derech of the Gemara. It handles all the Shitas. But the Pashtus, the Rif says, is that the Gemara is assuming like Rav, and that's why the Gemara wants Rav's Shita to work out. And that's the halach according to the Rif, and the Rav also passing his way in Rush. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, you look at source 11, we also hold like Rav. So if that's the case, how are we going to explain our Gemara? We'll get to your answer soon.
Rav said, "Come to also come play Mars. I am then a people called the Kadar." But somewhere, when the Rabban was happening, he said, "Also, if you say Mars, I am whenever Mars, I am, and then you know also when you can't do anything you ever do, you can say, oh, you can't do it because you know somebody might misunderstand." So it's clear that there are things which the Rabban will also because Mars, I am, there's things which, you know, out in public, which you should do, but the Rabban never said you can't do it. But you can't say it goes across the board, so, and that's going to be the same here. Like, the Bison says also to do it, but you can do it. It's an ASO.
So, you're also, I hear what you're saying, you're again saying like the Ran, with a little bit added reasoning, and let's hold that thought. I'm gonna come back to that. Just one hara is that what I said before from Shechter in terms of Chashad Marasayin, it doesn't, I mean, it could be Chazal didn't say things. L'chora, in every situation you come across, yes, if there's a very small chance, in general in halacha, we aren't choshesh for such a small mitzvah. But if any situation you come across that people really might misunderstand, so you would have a responsibility to not let yourself get caught in a situation of Marasayin. Okay, very interesting. Hold that thought also. We're gonna come back to that as well. Okay, we are gonna come back to all this. So, how do we explain these gemaras? So, if you look at Tosfos by us, the last Tosfos Samach Amar Aleph, Tosfos addresses this question, and Tosfos says, "Hada Amar Kol Makom Sha'atzu Chacham Mifnei Maris Ayin Afilu B'Chadu Chadaram Aser." This the Chazal said that even B'Chadu Chadaram is Aser. Hainu Davka Be'Isur Malacha De'Oraisa. That's only when the chashash is an iser melacha deoraisa, kemo shotchem mechama avalok neged am. Why? What's the issue there? Sheim yiru, if people see you hanging up wet clothing on Shabbos, yizberu shekavsan b'Shabbos. They're going to think you did laundry on Shabbos, and that's a melacha deoraisa. Just to point out, Tosfos here is assuming the chashash there by hanging up the clothing is not that not. Well, I guess you could read that either way. You could read that either that people are going to think it's mutter, probably unlikely, more likely that it's the chashad idea. Okay, but you could really, other Rishonim do say a lashon that they're going to learn from you. So, but anyway, actually, yeah, I would have said Tosfos means that it's a chashad, and we're going to see the Rashba says not that way. So in our sugi, you can go both directions. But anyway, that's what Tosfos says, that people are going to think it's in melacha d'oraisa, aval hacha, but here, lo yiru ela melacha l'achar yad. At the end of the day, all they're going to see is melacha l'achar yad. They're going to look at you like, that's not the normal way to clean out a pipe. So they're going to know you're doing melacha l'achar yad, which is an issur d'rabbanan, the lo gazri rabbanan les or b'chad y'chadarim. And something that's asr mi d'rabbanan, chazal did not asr b'chad y'chadarim. Okay. So, skip one Tosfos, but we'll keep on going with this. So that's what Tosfos says. So what's Pshat? So the Birkas Avram, I've come to like preparing these words, it's very Shabbat. So the Birkas Avram in Shabbos discusses this, and he suggests that the Ran in Beitza has two reasons for why there's an Isser B'chadr Chadarim. Why should there be an Isser B'chadr Chadarim? So the Ran says, either because if the policy is you could do things in private, but who knows, someone might walk into your house. So there is a chashash still even in private, so that's one possibility. Or if we allow you to do things in private, you do this at home and then you're going to forget one day, you're so used to doing it, you'll do it in the street in front of other people. So that's what the Ran says is the reason for an Isser B'chadr Chadarim. The Birchat Zavram suggests, and maybe Tosfos, and it's a little bit medius in the words of Tosfos maybe, that what Tosfos is saying is that, how does it work? Chazal asked something for Marasayan. Step one is they asked it in public. Then Chazal took a step two, and for either of those reasons, said that it shouldn't be done even in private. So suggests the Birchat Zavram that maybe that's already too much of gzeira l'gzeira. And this is Doraisa, okay, so they have Marasayan, and they would add even this element, so that's okay. But already, if this is Dorabanan, it's a little far-fetched, or it's a little too much to add all this onto Nisr Dorabanan, so that's why we don't add it, we don't have it B'chad V'chadarim. So B'chad V'chadarim suggests, maybe that's the Lashon, Lo Gazri Rabbanan, less or B'chad V'chadarim, maybe that's part, an additional Gezera, maybe. So that's his suggestion, and that's how Tosfos deals with our sugya. The Rashba, interestingly, in the footnote in the Rashba, he says the Rashba is exactly like Tosfos. It says like Tosfos, but if you look at me, I don't think he's saying the same thing. The Rashba starts the same way, but if you look at the Rashba, the last line, or the third line there, Aval Hacha, he starts by saying, okay, it's an Isser D'oraisa over there by the clothing. And actually, let's read it just to see the point I was making before. Yesh Lomar, the second line, Yesh Lomar Hani Mila B'Davar Shef Shor Lidos B'Av Mulacha D'oraisa. When do we say that Mar Sayin B'Chad Chadarim? When there's a concern, people are going to think there's an Isser D'oraisa. He don't shtichas begadim machama, the asi lemitei beil hadra kibus b'Shabbos. People are going to see you and they're going to think it's mutter
to do laundry on Shabbos. So that's expressing the other idea, that people are going to learn the wrong halacha. Aval hacha, says the Rashba, haroeshim in ma'achan,
a person who sees that he's crushing out these leaves, osi lemeimar de misakin kala'achar yad, mutter v'ein bekach klum. When he sees this doing, he's you have to be a little bit of a lambda to do this, but he says they're gonna assess the situation. I'm gonna look at that person. He's cleaning out his gutter. I see he's doing it in a funny way. I look at him and say, he's doing it in a funny way. It must be a financial loss. I know there's such a thing as a heter klachayad v'akum seita. Oh, so he's not. I would never think he's doing anything wrong. Learn anything from mistakenly from it because I know what's going on. I can see that what he's doing is permitted. That's what the Rashba says. So l'may nafkamina of these formulations, if the issue is chiluk tinderes the rabbanans, I mean, or chiluk between yisurim and people are going to think it's mutter. Obviously, maybe the Rashba doesn't hold of a distinction between tinderes and rabbanans. But a further chiluk is the following: what if you get stuck? What if you aren't able to do a bitsina? So according to the Tosos, that question doesn't get off the ground. It's an exclusively chadri chadarim issue. Can you do it in private? Okay, that depends on the rest of the rabbanon. However, you see from this Rashba that really there's not such a big marasai in here. So, and in fact, the Ran in Shabbos almost says the same thing as the Rashba. The Ran and the Rif on Daf Samach Aleph in Shabbos. And the Ran writes at the end, after saying out the Rashba, he says, and if you needed to, you could even do it before Hesia. That's what the Ran writes. Because pshat is that it's not really marasayin. People aren't really going to get confused. We have better to avoid doing these things in public. It's kind of nicer for Kabbalat Shabbos to do these things privately. But at the end of the day, push comes to shove, you would be able to do it in public. So I don't think Tosas would ever say that. And in fact, the Be'er Halacha I saw quotes the Ran and thinks that all the Rishonim argue on this Ran. So that is a chiddush, but I think that's what comes out according to this Rashba. Before we go on to the last answer, just to go back, take care of the Gemara in Chulin for a second. How are we going to explain the Mishnah in Chulin? So the Tosos back in source 6, Tosos and Shabbos deals with that Gemara in Chulin, and Tosos says, where we left off in the middle of the second line, Miu ein ze raya. There's not a raya from the Gemara Chulin to pass it against Rav. De bechotzer mutter de af haroe oso omer v'naker chatzeruhu tzarech. Even if a person sees him making holes in his chatzer, so he's going to think he's just trying to make holes in his chatzer. Those holes were not to be part of the shechita, to be part of kfir dik shechita. Aval ba'alma shem yira adam haroe yachshedenu afil b'chadr chadar masar. That's an exception to the rule. Really, we pass and it does apply b'chadr chadarim, and that's just an exception because at the end of the day, it's not going to lead to any problems because when they see him, it's not like either you're inside or you're outside and you're doing the same thing. No, in the inside, it's a totally new set of circumstances. Anyone who sees the situation in his house, in his chatzer, is not going to think this is a marasayin issue. He's not going to think that it's an issue of this avodah zarah, this kfir dikashchita. So that would be okay. And Birchas Avraham has an explanation, but I want to go on from that. So that's the how we deal with the Gemara and Chulin. And so far we had two Mahalkim and our Gemara. So the I think for sake of time, I'll leave out the Gemara and the Tosas and Moed Katan. That Tosas has been signed as well. But what I'd like to move on is the Ran that Joel referred Mechame to before. And the Ran also deals with this issue. It's the Ran in Beitza, another Marasayin thing that comes up over there. And the Ran says, we can read it together. The Ran in source 10. Says the Ran, Hinu lo shaychi b'dirav klal. He goes through all the questions and he goes through, one of them is the Gemara Moed Katan. Okay, we'll leave that out. But also he deals with the Gemara in Ksubas. And he says that, let's just talk about our Gemara for a second. Our Gemara doesn't have anything to do with Rav. Why? Do Rav Hakikama, what was Rav saying? The whole Dover, Shehu Mutter Gomer, something that is totally permitted. I think, Joel, this is exactly what you're saying. V'chachamim asuruhu mipnei maras ayin, bilvad. And then Chazal said, don't do this perfectly permitted act because of maras ayin.
In the chalik bo bein rishus harab and rishus hayachid, don't distinguish between public and private. Here, of course, the reasons we just mentioned: she in matir lo berishus hayachid after yehu yasakem rishus harabim. Because if you allow him to do it in private, he'll do it in public. He might make a mistake. Kim shadavar mutter. Since it's something that's mutter anyway, v'yomar ein kan roim. He'll, you know, since he's not so worried because he knows it's totally permitted, and he just knew about this barzayin, so he'll be a little more lax in terms of his standards of people seeing, and he'll, you know, go around the tree and think it's okay. People might see. V'chein nami yesh lehem lachacham lacha shema yirehu adam b'shtei yachid v'lasser legamri. And really, also, it makes sense that Chazal, you know, anyone could come in at any time, so we should be concerned about that as well. Aval hahi de aron, which is alluding to the Gemara in Mo'akadon over there in Source 9, v'tzinor, which is our Gemara, uchtiv asayu, and all similar kinds of things, lo shaychi de rav klal, has nothing to do with rav. De adarava, mitzad atzmam asurin hein. In our Gemara, the starting point is that it was asur. And it was only because there was a need that Chazal came and they permitted something that was previously usher. It was Misakin, it was Magapatish Daraisa. You did a Kalachar Yad, so Makam Seder, they didn't make their normal Isser Darabanim. So the starting point is that it's usher. Hilchach came on Da Siri, lo Rotu Chachamim. Okay, so that's Adkan, just to make sure you have this clear. That's the Ran is distinguishing between our Gemara and the Gemara elsewhere, that it's totally, one has nothing to do with the other. It's a totally different case. And we're coming to make a heter. We're not coming to make an Isser. When we come to make an Isser, we make it across the board. And the Ran then just concludes. He says, first of all, he thinks the reasons. Well, we'll read together. The lekala meimar nami osesvar kaven de asiri. And since it was really asir, lo ratzu chachamim lahatir and elabitzina. They didn't want to allow it publicly because, you know, it's not nice. I think it's a kavod Shabbos idea. It's not a nice thing to be doing these things that are normally not permitted. It's just a mokum seder heter. The lekala meimar nami shelo yatzirum fal. And don't tell me we should make it asir b'chadri chadarim. The efshar b'lav haki. Then you have no other way to do it. The lekala meichash nami shem shemitoch. Hatsina yavul idei farhesya, and don't think that you're going to come to be lax about it. Kevin shadavar aser batzma yishma lecha. He's going to listen and not do it. Mashen kim davar shu muti batzma v'inami amres deikla mechash iefsher v'lavachin. Or you can really just say, even if you want to say you should have the concerns, but iefsher v'lavachin. The point of the Gemara and Ksubis is to give us a kula. The Gemara is trying to give us a way out. Malcolm Seda, what are we going to do with this guy? So we can't make the iefsher v'chadu chadarim. It doesn't make any sense because then we're not going to have a kula. This is the Ran's explanation. More or less what you were thinking? What? Okay. It's better than you were saying. Okay, better. The Ran, I expected to say it well. So, what's pshat, though? Can we add a little bit more to this Ran? So, I heard something from Reshechter. Reshechter did not say in the context of this Ran, but I thought it fits nicely with the way the Ran presents things. And that is the following. The Mishkanos Yaakov is a tshuva where he talks about how the concept of a low plug. When we say low plug rabbanon, what's pshat that we sometimes find Chazal asks for something below plug? We don't start to deal with the reasons for things. That's called a tikkun rabbanon ke'en daraisa tikkun. That's like a din daraisa. The mitzvahs in the Torah, we paskin lo darshin on time of the krah. We don't start, the classic example is to... Actually, that might not be so classic. But anyway, we don't start to think about why the Torah made Isurim and then have Nakamina because of those reasons. Almost all mitzvahs in the Torah are said straight across. They apply across the board. So when Chazal made Isurim Derabanan, says the Mishkanos Yaakov, they also made it across the board, below plug, without starting to follow exceptions. So Shechter suggested based on this, or I think he was quoting Rav Soloveitchik, suggested based on this, that the idea of Rav, that whatever Chazal said is Usur, from our sign is also even b'chag hadarim, is that Chazal asks things below pluk. You don't start to make distinctions between different situations that you're in. That is not like the halachas in the Torah. Halachas in the Torah apply across the board. So halachas midrabanan as well apply across the board. Now, if you'll ask me, so that's why I thought maybe the Ran starts this way. It sounds very nice. At the first line, he says. Chacham masruhu mipnei maras ayin bilvad ein lechalek bein rishus hayachid l'shus haram l'shus hayachid. When Chazal come to make an iser, they don't make distinctions between rishus haram l'shus hayachid. Now,
what throws this off is that the Ran gives reasons. He doesn't just say, because that's the way of Chazal making Yisurim. But I thought maybe you could say in the Ran that we do have exceptions to that rule of Lo Plug. Mishkas Yaakov, that's what he's dealing with there. There are exceptions to the rule. We have, there's a famous Tosfos in Beitza that talks about the mission of Beitza says you can't clap and you can't dance on Shabbos and you can't play instruments. So that's a gzeira that you might fix, you might play an instrument and then have to fix the instrument. So says Tosfos, but nowadays we don't really know how to fix instruments, so the concern doesn't apply anymore. So that's what Tosfos, now others argue, but that's what Tosfos says. So how did Tosfos say that? So that's a discussion in the Achronim, Rishonim and Achronim. But what basically comes out is that there are sometimes Chazal built into their takanos, they don't apply across the board. Occasionally they did such a thing. The general approach is the low plug, as we said before, but occasionally there are exceptions to that rule. So I think maybe you could say, to fit this in with this structure, is that the Ran is just saying here, why didn't Chazal limit their initial gezer? Why didn't they say, just apply it to Farhesia, which is a logical thing to do? So the Ran says, no, there's really, it makes sense to apply it even Bershus HaYachid, and therefore we go back to, we make it into a general Din Derabanan, which is below Plug. But not that it's these reasons, and then we have to discuss these reasons every time. I think maybe that's how you could fit the Ran with that idea. So it's below Plug. Now, are there any nafkaminas between how I'm saying it? Does it make a difference whether you say it's a low plug, or does it make a difference whether you say, no, there's a gezeira, that marasayin, where you have concerns even in even bitzina, and that's why it applies even bitzina. So here's where I want to go to what Joel was bringing up before. So as I mentioned, we paskin like Rav. The source, clear source in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like Rav, is by this Mishnah of hanging up wet clothing. That was the first part of the Mishnah. You shouldn't spread them out to dry them because of Maris Ayin. They shouldn't think you did laundry on Shabbos. And even Chadri Chadarim, she'ain shom roim, usher. So they say it's usher even Chadri Chadarim, clearly passing like Rav. Now, just a few haros halacha l'maaseh, this does come up very frequently. So number one is the point that the Shulchan Aruch himself makes. It's not an isser to have clothing hanging on Shabbos, but it's an isser to actively go and hang them. So if you have clothing drying, you did laundry on Friday, and you have clothing that's hanging, there's no need to take it down. That's one important point, halacha l'maaseh. The other point, halacha l'maaseh, is that the poskim assume that this only applies in a place where it's likely you would be hanging wet laundry, and to clothing that it's likely you'd be have done laundry with. So, for example, let's say in my apartment side, we have a hook by the front door. So we don't ever hang laundry there. No, that's the place for coats. It's not a place for laundry. So if you had wet clothing, so that's okay to hang it there. But because it doesn't look like I just did laundry and hung my clothing there. In the bathroom, okay, in the Heights, not so much room in the apartment, so wet clothing, I assume most people this way, wet clothing gets hung to dry, wet and do laundry gets hung to dry in the bathroom. In my parents' house, it's a house, they don't need to use the bathroom to hang the laundry, so the laundry never gets hung in the bathroom. So that's one issue. It's got to be in a place where one would say, that looks like laundry. And the other assumption the post can make, Ramosha has a truth about this, where he says that it only applies to clothing that you might have cleaned, you might have done laundry with. So let's say you have a suit or a Shabbos coat. So these things, you don't clean them, and you don't do laundry on those things, you send them to the dry cleaner, assuming that's the case. So you send them to the dry cleaner, so then, also you're hanging, and no one's going to think that you did laundry on Shabbos. So that's some ha'aros about that halacha l'maaseh. But we do paskin like Rav, we ask even mechadri chadarim. So what about the issue that Joel raised? What about if you have a new chashash, a marasayin the Gemara doesn't talk about? So there's a Pisrei Tshuva. A Pisrei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Chav Zayin Yerodea discusses the following. Let's say you have two Edim who say that something is Usser, and you know they're lying. You know. You saw it, you know, whatever, however it is, you know they're lying. But you're not believed. You don't have Nehmanus against the two Edim. So in terms of public, the way the Beis Din is going to have to pass in the Shaila, they're going to pass in it's Usser. So what's the Halacha? What are you allowed to eat them? Right, so Edim, you only need Edim, you only need any kind of beer if you have a suffix. Here you don't have a suffix, so you could ignore the Edim in theory. However, says the Pesach Tshuva, you can't eat it because it's marasayin. It's chashav. People are going to think you did nisr, because people are going with the assumption that it's also because of the two edips. That's what that Pesach Tshuva says first. And then the Pesach Tshuva says, takes it a step further and says, not only can you not eat in public, you can't eat in your house either, because Rav says anything that's also which is marasayin is also even mechadir chadarim. So, okay, this is clearly an example where it makes sense, but in the case where it does make sense, the Pesach Tshuva goes ahead and says that it applies across the board, even mechadir chadarim. Yes, your question? Okay, so that's the Pesach Tshuva. On the other extreme, you have a pre-chadosh in Yerideas and Pei Zayin, where the Ramah talks about power of milk. A very interesting discussion we don't have time for now, but that's an interesting discussion in Halakha about power of milk. But the Ramah brings up the issue of power of milk. He's talking about coconut milk or almond milk. And the pre-chadosh says he thinks really this should be totally mutter. He says, because we don't have a right, like Joel's Rebbe, we don't have a right to make up new marasayins. If Chazal said it, they said it. If not, we don't make up new marasayins. That's the opinion of the pre-chadosh. That's the other extreme. But the Pashas is not like this pre-chadosh. And the Ramah is talking about a new marasayin. So there's a discussion there what the Ramah means, but everyone is agreeing there that we're talking about a new marasayin, the Gemara that we talked about. So the Pashas is not like the pre-chadosh. But do we go as far as the Pesach Tshuva? So Rav Schechter said the Stei Chemed quotes a middle Shita. I wasn't able to find it in the Stei Chemed, but he said Rav Soloveitchik was like the Shita Lahalacha as well. And that is that we make a chilek. That when it comes to things that we find in the Gemara that are Aser, those things were Takanos Chazal made. And therefore, since it's a Takanos Chazal, based on what you said before, anything Chazal or Masakin, they're Masakin below Plug. That's when it applies even Mechadir Chadarim. However, new things, so yes, we have responsibility for one of the two reasons we spoke about, Daniel, before you came, either that people shouldn't learn the wrong halacha, it's a passive lifnei iver, or because v'yisem mekim me'ashem mi'yisrael, that we have responsibility that people shouldn't think we're doing averus, we're not the bialim on our reputation, so that applies, but that makes sense to only apply in public, b'varhesia. But b'tzina, there's nothing making it usher, Bitzina, because it's not a takana chazal, so there's no reason to aser bitzina. If you would have said that tzina is a logical extension of the din b'farhesia because of a gezeira, like we said, the two reasons of the Ran, then you could understand the Pesach Tshuva. But if you go with this approach from Soloveitchik, it makes a lot of sense to distinguish between things that Chazal made and things that we make. The last point I just want to address in terms of summing up, pulling the suya all together, is that we paskin halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah writes like this Tosos, that we make distinctions between deraisins and derabanans. And the Be'er halacha then wavers and says, well, maybe, okay, not everyone agrees to Tosos. We saw the Ran doesn't assume like Tosos. So he says, well, you could throw in Rabbeinu Nissim Gon as well. So you have, could be the whole thing we don't paskin like Rav at all. So on the derabanans, for sure, a little stake, we could be makel, the question is, in Lumdus, does this make sense with the Soloveitchik's Mahalach? If at the end of the day, the Chazal made a Marasayin and a Deraisa, Chazal made a Marasayin and a Derabanan, but if Chazal made it, it should be below Pluk. So why? What difference does it make whether it's an Issa Deraisa and a Derabanan? Sobolowski threw out this question in Shir last year. Didn't have an answer. Didn't understand his Tosas. So I was wondering this morning. I was discussing this with Jared Rosenfeld, a friend of mine, and we were discussing this sheet of Tosas, and we were discussing what Rav Schechter quoted from the Rav, and it kind of, we both, at the same time, it hit us what the Pshat is. Maybe what Tosas holds, and Halach L'maisa, how we hold, is that on Isurim De'oraisa, Chazal made Isur Marasayin, like we said. And they made Isur Marasayin below Plug. But what's Pshat Tosas? In Isurim Derabanan, Lo Guzri Rabanan. Chazal didn't make an Isur Marasayin. They didn't say it. Why is it that in our Gemara we have to make a distinction between Siddur and Farhesia? That's obvious. That's because of the regular din that you would have known without Chazal of people potentially leading people in the wrong direction, or chashav that people are going to think you're doing something wrong, but that you don't need Chazal to tell you that it's also b'farhesia. So on Isurim Darabon, Chazal really didn't say anything. You still have responsibility on your own, so that's why our Gemara distinguishes between Sinner and Farhesia, but it's only on De'oraisas that Chazal made the Takana Mar sign, in which case it would apply even below Plug. And then I told the Shechter this, and he liked the pshat in the Tosfos. So that's to pull it all together to understand the Tosfos, which really seems to be how we hold Halacha L'maaseh, Yisum Agra Salvechik, this distinction between the new Marasayans that we're only going to say old Marasayans are done Afilu B'chadu Chadarim. With Tosfos, it comes out Halacha L'maaseh that it's only really in Yisurim D'Oraisa that was done B'chadu Chadarim, Yisurim D'Rabbanan, we left it as is. That really has the status of any new case that we come across. Just a word from the Nesiva Shalom on Emuna. So he, in the beginning of his part on Emuna, he has a theme that he has in other sections of his Sefer as well. And he speaks, I haven't learned that much, but I've seen this already mentioned a few times. He talks about the idea that when a person has Emuna, we spoke last time about the tremendous Simcha and Avoda that brings us through the humility that we gain through Emuna. But he talks about another point of tremendous Simcha that we get from Emuna. And that is, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Im esak shamayim shamata, if I go up to shamayim, you'll be there. Ve'atzia she'ol, if I go down to the depths, hineka, here you are. And he says that's our relationship. Baal Emuna, that's his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's at the highest of the high, he's in shamayim, he has very high moments, so he feels the closest of Hashem then. And he has such a tremendous hakar zatov to Hashem. But it's not only in those positive times that he senses the closest to Hashem, but it's also atzia sha'ol, when he goes down, when he's at a low moment, he's some kind of suffering, or even in other contexts he talks about a person does averos. A person can be at a low place in life, and even in those situations, hineka, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. We still have that relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he speaks about, not in this context, but in other contexts, about how part of emunah is that we struggle, we had a bad day, we slipped up in a particular avera, we just are feeling down, or we're suffering in some way. Even in that low time where we, right now, I don't feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. My relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and that my next Shmon Esrei I get to could be my best Shmon Esrei of my entire life. We have that potential, because we have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's there with us in the high times and the low times. And that, what he writes here, should be a tremendous source of simcha to us and chizuk to us and the work of Emunah, to realize that that's how Emunah works, that at all times, the high and the low, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side and can always turn to him.